Blog Talk Radio.
Serving these streets, Princess Jazzy in the building. Hey, yo, check it out. You are now tuned in to Tell All Radio.
Tell All Radio.
Right here live with Princess Jazzy.
That's right.
Princess Jazzy. Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Check it out, check it out. What up, what up? It's your boy DJ Prince. Right now, you're tuned in to Tell All Radio with Princess Jazzy. That's right, right here. Worldwide. On the web. On your cell phone. International. Global. You call it, you name it. We there. It's Tell All Radio. Keep it locked. Yeah. Each and every Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. Wednesday night. Wednesday night. Wednesday night. Wednesday night. Wednesday night.
Monogamy or whatever you call it, I'm starting to think ain't for everybody. Most of us is rushing into it anyway, you know what I'm saying? You ain't rushing for love and I ain't up here to judge, so let's neglect the what ifs and make it do what it does. Let's get it.
Is it bad that I never made love? No, I never did. Would assume no how to fuck. I'd be a bad girl. I'll prove it to you. I can't promise that I'll be good to you. Cause I had my juice. I won't admit. No, not having it. But at least I can admit that I'll be bad. No, to you. Yeah, I'll be good in bed. But I'll be bad to you.
Girls ain't no good, and the good girls ain't no fun, and the hood girls want a smart nigga. College girls all want a thug, so it seems that we fiend what we don't need. Got a thing for a queen who don't want to leave. I ain't about to judge you, no, judge me. You ain't gotta really sing about your rap sheet, cause I heard you. Yeah, in the literal sense, I mean that. Rough sex saying I love ya, but the kiss of me saying you mean that. I know, I just be calling a mean ass. Oh, the irony, got the bomb in D, but the problem is probably a D pass. Still, I'm feeling this, and I need that. Thinking if I get it, I get it, I need this. I don't need a motion to open your DC. I can see the ocean by going between legs. Back, no, bed, flow, dope, go, forward, couch, now, slow, motion. Around, put it down, Lord knows she was going for the moon. Hold up.
Baby, I never made love, no, I never did. But it's so no hard to fuck, I'll be a bad girl, I'll prove it to you. I can't promise that I'll be good to you. Cause I had my juice, I won't admit. No, not having it, but at least I can admit that I'll be bad, no, to you. Yeah, I'll be good in bed, but I'll be bad to you.
She hurt feelings, she break hearts. Stay quiet, she play smart, she take pride. I'm going out, I'm getting hollered at. I'm saying nah, she's no saint, but she don't pose. She don't wear makeup by the bolo. Riding through Lakeshore with the nose up. She don't really date much, but it slows up. She got haters, but we all do. Heard you winter time cold, shawty fall through. Baby, look at their approach, how they caught you. All of mind games, never mind, cause they all low. In the physical sense, I mean that. I ain't trying to kiss up, suck up, be gas. I ain't like them, you sucking your teeth fat. Nope. Play big, trust me, I humble your mean ass. Look, shawty is actually in prevent. Cause the one in front of it's working with deep breath. Yep, bed, floor, couch, more, shower, Lord, perm, done. Love, nah, caught in the morning, cell number was annoying, God.
Is it baby? I never made love, no, I never did. Would have shown no how to fuck. I'd be a bad girl. I'll prove it to you. I can't promise that I'll be good to you. Cause I had my juice. I won't admit. No, not having it. But at least I can admit that I'll be bad. No, to you. Yeah, I'll be good in bed. But I'll be bad to you.
Tell All Radio Live.
Tell All Radio Live.
things need to be said. So why not say it? Say this one time, just once. Just listen. Check this. My castle started shrinking. Something's gotta give. Ended up being the smallest place that I had ever lived. One of the reasons I would do away with fame, to say the least. Don't know who these people are, and their names ain't on the list. It's a different type of monster. Entertainment is the beast. We're supposed to eat together, then I became the main feast. If you're praying on my kindness, taking advantage of Joe's food, I'd have to ask, what's your definition of soul food? I bust my ass for my whole life, and I worked hard for my profit. And envy, I know, cuts like a knife, so you probably work hard to stop it. If you know me like you claim, then how could you disregard my logic? You know I'll cut my arms short and put my heart in my pocket. A pretty good judge of character, maybe I mistaked a few. Cut some people off, but had no choice, it's what they made me do. Why would you take advantage when it's something I'd have gave to you? And in the long run, it doesn't take from me, it takes from you. You probably tell me I'm a fucked up nigga. You got it wrong, I just won't be fucked up with you. Which forces me to get distant, and I never want to act away with you. But passion and desire never blends with lackadaisical. No longer enable you, that's no longer favorable. But pride is on your sleeve, so you'll just act like nothing phases you. Which can never equal good in fact, so love can be lost. I know exactly where I put it at.
Word. Got no problem with nobody though. Just had no problem with me. Figure. No beef, no malice. I got no vendetta with y'all. I only want better for myself. Might even want better for y'all.
My castle started shrinking. I tried my best to fight it. Don't know how it happened. Don't know how they got invited. Was good with cabin fever, and maybe that helped create the space. Fuck your good intentions. More concerned with what's taking place. But everyone feels entitled. Made up their mind, they got a right to. My peers transforming right before my eyes into my rivals. Like I had a car, like I had a clothes. Take all that shit that I don't love. I'm learning fast, the recognition is its own drug. And what's worse than some of your actions being feminine is I got no way of knowing if your moves are really genuine. You there when it's bright, better be there when it's dark. You wasn't there for the ride, don't be there when I park. Figure I love niggas enough to let the world come and stay with me. And I'll stay trapped in this room to keep y'all away from me. What's supposed to happen when I'm not hot anymore? Your job relying on me being crazy, but what if I'm not anymore? The funny shit, tamales were cool when we all were doing them. But nobody recalled when I was the only one ever ruining it. I learned a long time ago in life that not much is fair. So no love lost, but not much is there. Deja vu, this happened rapidly before. Every day's a constant struggle, and you're a casualty of war. Which could only equal good and fat, so love isn't lost. I know exactly where I put it at.
He owned a couple acres, a couple fake visas, cause he never got his papers. Gave up on love, fucking with them heartbreakers. But he was getting money with the movers and the shakers. He was mixed with a couple things, bore like a couple rings. Bricks in a condo and grams to sing sing. Left arm, baby mother tatted. 5 year bid up north when they ratted. Anyway, I felt them, helped them, put them on lock, seat belt them. Took them out to Belgium, welcome. This pretty, that's seldom. This box better than the box he was held in. I'm mama's eating the outer. I call him daddy like doubters. He like it when I get drunk, but I like it when he be sober. That's the top of the top, but I never fought with beginners. I let him play with my pussy, then lick it out from his fingers. I'm in the zone.
Say I'm tight. Don't judge me, I get life. She love me like a brother, but fuck me like a husband. Cook me like an oven. Too hot to put my tongue in. All I had to do was scrub it. The genie at the bottom. So wet, I'ma need God. She tell me that it's mine. I tell her stop lying. Mine and who else? She said, worry about yourself. Let's go.
Okay, guys, so yeah, something is, you know, going wrong, as usual. You know, it wouldn't be a show without something going fucking wrong. Of course, what's popping, guys? This is your girl, Princess Jazzy. And yeah, so radio, we're in the freaking building. So if I can get this thing to act like it has some freaking sense. What's up, Jazzy K? How you doing? What's up?
Fine. What's going on? I was
jamming
to the music.
Next
thing you know,
But like I said, you guys, you're tuned in to Tell All Radio, where we get things popping. We always talking some good stuff. Tonight is going to be very, very exciting because we're talking about sex.
Yay!
I mean, you guys, different sex tips that you can use in the bedroom with your boo thing or with your man or with your woman, whatever you want to call them. We're going to be giving you some different tips. But before we get into that, we're going to get the shout-outs in for tonight. Of course, shout-out to God because he's super awesome and amazing and wonderful and just super. Like, if you don't know who God is, you need to find out. Because, I mean, you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him.
Amen.
Also, shout-out to the Six Man Radio family. I love you guys. Hugs and kisses. Also, shout out to Dot Major. His mixtape is called No Hurry to Wait, coming in April. He's from Flatbush, Brooklyn, home of Biggie and Jay-Z. Shout out to him. He's going to be, I'm going to be playing a track from him in a little bit. So you guys get excited, get hyped, because it's about to be off the freaking hook. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, y'all going to be like, yo, this dude is dope. For real. He's really dope. I wouldn't lie to you guys, like, seriously. So make sure you guys are still tuning in to hear that track. Also, shout out to you guys, the listeners, that tune in every Wednesday from 9 until 11 p.m. Eastern Time. We definitely, definitely appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys so much. So thank you so much for kicking it with us. Also, the word of the day is talent, which means natural aptitude or skill. I can't even talk right now. The quote of the day, love means that you accept the person with all their failures, stupidities, ugly points, and nonetheless you see perfection in imperfection. I love that quote.
Mm-hmm.
You can never be perfect. You know what I mean? Shit happens. That's just how it is. Also, the beauty secret of the day, which is it's kind of an old secret for you guys who have blemishes on your face or you want to get rid of, like, some zits. And I use this, like, personally myself. Toothpaste is the way to go. You know what I mean? Like, you get you some toothpaste. You just dab a little bit on wherever you need to dab it. And I normally let mine stay on all night. Like, if I get, like, a zit or something, okay, I let it stay on all night. And, you know what I mean, in a day or two, it's gone. So definitely use that. The sex tip of the day. The missionary position is the position that most women do not climax. But what you can do is you can do cat, which means you can have your partner move his entire body up about 2 inches. Your partner's pubic bone will rest on top of yours so that the base of his penis presses on your clitoris. So what it's saying is that you let her lay on her back, you lay on top, get as close as possible. Like, stop trying, God, fellas, this is what I want to say to you guys. You do not have to get up in, you know what I mean, in a working position to make a girl come. Like, just relax. Lay down on top of her. Like, you don't got to be there. You don't got to lift her legs up. I hate that shit. Like, don't lift my legs up. You know what I mean? Just leave them. They're fine. Leave them. It's okay. And pretty much you have sex, but it's more of a more sensual position. You go deeper, and it increases our chances of having an orgasm because you're continuously stimulating her clitoris. So that's a great way to get. And I don't think I've ever really done that before. You know what I mean? I'm going to have to try that. Also, another sex tip is women love to touch their own bodies. Women who love sex are comfortable with masturbation. It's how they learn about their own bodies, about what they like, and about how they can reach an orgasm quickly or slowly, depending on, you know, how they're feeling. Since most women don't reach orgasm with intercourse alone, those who feel free to touch themselves during lovemaking control their erotic destiny. I don't really believe that because when I tell you guys I've never, you know, came before, like, that's real life. Like, I've never had anyone make me come before, and I've done all types of positions. Like, I've touched myself while they do it, and it's just not, I don't know. It just doesn't do anything for me. I mean, it feels good, but it won't. It's not good enough to make me be like, oh my God, I'm gonna come. You know, that's just me though. If you guys, you know, want to try it, ladies, if you have a hard time, you know, having an orgasm, let him play with you play with yourself while he's inside of you. It'll definitely intensify the pleasure for the both of you guys. I love talking about sex. You know why? Because it's so stimulating. Like, you can get into it. It's just, it's natural. And I love it. Oh yeah, Sexy K, how you feeling? You ready?
I'm good. I'm ready, and also getting ready to travel. So, yeah, I'm about to hit it soon to my mom. North Carolina, here we go.
Yeah, I'm mad. I'm gonna be there.
Nice.
And, you know, and I'm so excited because my sister is coming here from North Carolina with a baby. So I get to hug and kiss on my nephew. Like, I'm so excited.
I hope I make it there before she leaves because, you know, that's all I know.
How long are you staying?
For a week.
Yeah, she's staying here for a week, and I'm going to pick her up Friday.
Okay, well, I might see you guys.
Yeah.
I might see you guys. Yeah. Yeah, you picking her up?
Nephew. Huh?
You picking her up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to my nephew. He's like a week old now. He's so cute. I just want to pinch his little cheeks and play with his toes. Like, I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? I just want to do something. Like, I didn't see him when he was born, so now I'm like, I just want to rub him. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I've been having this little infatuation about having babies recently.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird, but, you know. Not thinking about having any right now, so don't have to worry about that. But yeah, I've been, you know, on my Twitter. But anyway, I want to jump into Dot Major, the song I'll tell you guys the MC I was telling you guys about. Like I said, his album comes out in April. I'm super excited. Can't wait to get it. And it's called No Hurry to Wait. So, super excited. We're going to jump into his song. It's called That's How I Feel. And then we'll come right back. Tell all radio, let's go.
Yeah. It's money. Gang. Where your light is at? We in this bitch. Eyes up. Trick, it ain't no trite here. Ahead of these niggas by light years. First track is my mixtape. Now you see my face, your nightmares. Real niggas, real niggas. Couple grand turned into a mill, nigga. High as hell, I'm a star, and that's just how I feel, nigga. Took an L for 40, I swear I'm moving it back. That bad bitch jumping in the truck. She go left to that. I keep that purple in my cup, and that loud up in my pack. See, we deep in VIP, fuck around and man, that's that. I'm gifted, twisted, gripping, just listen. You swear you niggas fall, but you can't get off your pivot. Flying out the ball, why you niggas slow slipping? Then you niggas wonder why all your bitches go missing. I bought the whole ball, cause that's how I feel. I'm a star, that's just how I feel. I'm about to do a Biggie Jada like a will. And all my niggas round me, man, they keep the trail. Born star, that's how I feel. I'm a star, that's just how I feel. Born star, that's how I feel. I'm a star, that's just how I feel.
I got the new J4s, Aqua 5, Vince, I'm killing the wavy. Mix it with some Frank Lucas, Nicky Balls, I'm fresh out the 80s. Add that with some pot, with a little big JD block. With a little drop, it's a Project X. Feel like the dynasty, sitting that rock. I keep that 97 hot. I ain't talking about the temperature. These pussies envy niggas enough. My team be flexing them. With the cypher sounds, make it loud. As you puffin' the crowd, the red alert surround the crowd, the crowd. As I cover the crowd, I'm a star, nigga. I thought you knew, they call me the Jean Dard. The summit from the gods, I'm a king. I make them shake and kiss the ring for a call. A different level on them. Athletes can't compete with my score. I'm a boss.
I bought the whole bar, cause that's how I feel. I'm a star, that's just how I feel. I'm about to do a Biggie Jada like a will. And all my niggas round me, man, they keep the trail. Born star, that's how I feel. I'm a star, that's just how I feel. Born star, that's how I feel. I'm a star.
Red or green, it just pop that peel. Peel pop, it just pop that peel. Heel hop, it just pop that heel. Tupac, you ain't death row. No metro, it's techno. Hit y'all niggas with a west flow. West now, it's best dose. I'm in the east, no inner peace with my enemies. I'm cheating while I'm in the heat. Holy heat, control the streets. I burn the beat, burgundy. Pussy ass niggas ain't hurting me. Murder me. Beat y'all niggas in the third degree. New name, ASAP, urgency. Perjury, I'm serving B. Hydro with that Hercules. I'm hurting G's purposely. Personally, it's purposely. Uncertainties is my expertise. For extra cheese, triple stacks, no ecstasy. Click clack, you next to see. Stevie Wonder, Stevie Wonder. Fuck nigga can't get next to me.
I bought the whole bar, cause that's how I feel. I'm a star, that's just how I feel. I'm about to do a Biggie Jada like a will. And all my niggas round me, man, they keep the trail. Born star, that's how I feel. I'm a star, that's just how I feel.
Yeah.
Born star,
born star,
that's how I feel.
Born star,
born star,
yeah,
that's just how I feel.
Born star, all my bitches porn stars, all divas, dick in their mouth, professional. Show that me, no breathers. Treat that pussy like an inner tube. I ride that bitch till it's slow leaking like a 10 speed, and I'm 10 feeding. Streets start blowing this whole season. Bitches want express, I'm dope. Come get some of this Starbucks. Don't bore, but I'm caught up. If I'm at the bar, it's bought up. I was brought up, selling them things, getting that bread, earn that change. But CIs running the PIs, coming to BI, burning that game, all love. My nigga, I'm a born what? Born star. These trying to find me like on star. These bird bosses is corn balls. Y'all corn balls, never count a meal. My niggas got rounds to kill. And ain't none of y'all motherfuckers drinking tonight. That's how I feel.
I put the whole bar, cause that's how I feel. I'm a star, that's just how I feel. I'm about to do a Biggie Jada like a will. And all my niggas round me, man, they keep the trail. Born star, that's how I feel. I'm a star, that's just how I feel. Born star, that's how I feel. I'm a star.
Alright, you guys, we're back. And you're tuned in to Tell All Radio. This is your girl, Princess Jazzy. And I got my girl, Miss Sexy K. What's up, Miss Sexy K?
I'm here.
So, you guys, I told you guys we were going to be talking about sex tonight. I'm super excited because I love to talk about sex. Sex is just so sexy. Like, it's release. Like, by the way, how did you guys like the Dot Major? That's how I feel. Hey, I was getting it in over here. I was for real, serious. I was on it, popping. Well, how they say it now? I was turned up. I was really turned up. But we have a caller who wants to chime in and say something or whatever, so I'm going to bring them in. Tell all radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Dot Major. You know what I'm saying? Flappers down Brooklyn, straight up. What's happening?
What's
happening, man? You know
what
I'm saying? I ain't playing my shit. You know what I mean? That Born Star, that's how I feel. Look out for No Hurry to Wait. That's coming soon next month. You know what I'm saying? Dot Major, I'm a hypey. I'm turned up. You feel me?
Absolutely. I'm trying to be turned up like you.
Well, you're talking to the right person. I got enough turned up for everybody. You know what I mean? You're ready.
Absolutely. So what do you have
going
on?
I know you can't
play
that joint one time, though. You hear Jazzy? I'm saying, I fuck with you all day. All I do is listen to Jazzy. You feel me? Y'all tune in every Wednesday. You feel me? She popping. She turns up. She just modest. You feel me? Yeah.
I try to be popping. I try. You know.
Yeah, that's
so I
want to
ask
modest.
I want to ask you, what is your favorite sex position?
Oh, man. You gotta know that I'm a beast. I'm a bully, so I gotta be that good old fashioned doggy style. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna control you.
Ah, I hate that.
Yeah, you hate it, but you hate to love it. That's what it really means.
No,
you hate to love
it. It's just too much. Like I feel like you're trying to go deep inside my throat. Like it's way too much. I can't do it.
That's the object. That's the object of the game. You go deep. We go deep.
Obviously.
That's your lip right there. We go deep.
But that shit hurts. Men don't think it hurts, but it does. Right?
I mean, that's why just like riding a horse, you gotta, you know, loosen up the saddle, loosen up the grip, you know what I'm saying? So depending on who's the rider, you feel me? But look out for that No Hurry to Wait, you know what I'm saying? No disrespect, Jazzy.
Absolutely.
Self plug. It's coming out next month. You know what I mean?
Singles
is crazy. Look out for that We From Flatbush. That drink coming out real soon. You heard a video being shot this weekend. Shout out to Siddiqui, Shizzle. You know what I'm saying? He's the videographer on this. Shout out to my cousin, Kadeem Bijan. Shout out to Amos. Shout out to Show Money. HPG, we in the building from Brooklyn.
Okay,
to the
now damn it. Don't be shouting out every damn body.
You know what I mean?
Shouting out everybody. Well, I'm glad you called in. Definitely keep listening because we're about to get into some relationship advice.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
We're about to get it in, so make sure you stay tuned, okay?
All right, make sure you play that Born Star one more time for me, though.
I got you.
I got you. All right.
All right, you guys, that was Dot Major in the building. Boop, boop. I can't be as hype as him. I don't know. You know, he's really hype. But, yeah, I'm going to be playing some relationship advice clips from Spoken Reason. Gives you a little advice on relationships, gives you insight on different situations. It's funny as hell. Like, it's just funny. Like, the first clip I'm going to play is Can't Stop Him From Cheating. Ladies, if you can't stop him from cheating, I need you to listen in on this, okay? Listen. Here we go.
I remember a long time ago when I was having a conversation with my homeboy girlfriend. She said, I know my man ain't cheating because my pussy is grade A material. Really, bitch? Really? And he said right there, grinning on the inside, like, she don't even know I'm cheating on her. That half a dead wrong. And I just want to know what makes you so confident that your man ain't cheating on you. I don't give a damn if you had Wonder Woman pussy. You can't stop him from cheating. I don't care if you suck the skin off his dick. At home, at work, in school, out of school, Sunday school. You can't stop him from cheating. I don't care if you gave him everything. A pair of Jordan, a Beamer, money, change your ways, or gave him sex 20 times a week on his time. You can't stop that nigga from cheating. I don't even give a damn if you had Oprah pussy.
I don't know about all that, nah. You might be able to stop him.
A man is gonna do whatever the hell he wanna do regardless. And I think it's mighty selfish for any woman to feel like that she got it that good that a man just won't cheat on her. Let's look at it like this, shall we? Men shouldn't really be doing all the chasing. women should. Let me break it down. Your pussy ain't shit. It's way more women in this world than men. In America, it's 155 million women and 151 million men. So if it's 155 million women and 151 million men, you subtract that away, that leaves 4 million more pussies walking around for us. And you swear your pussy's the truth out of 4 extra million women? Bitch, drink bleach. And let's not forget how picky you women are. So take away all the men who don't go to school, don't work, don't have a job, don't pay their child support, have too many baby mamas, ugly, can't dress, bad boyfriends, just ain't playing for you. Get yourself together. So if every man got married, it'd be 4 million extra y'all walking around. Left. Bitch, you need to humble yourself. That ain't minor, that's a tragedy. You need to have your ammunition together and be ready and prepared to cut and fight over some dick. You need us more than we need you. And yes, we all know that vagina runs the world. But that vagina no longer has value after we hit it. We want something new. Some new pussy. Some new cheeks. Some new roses. You still think that you can stop him from cheating? I'm just stating the truth. Look at it like this. God, Allah, the Almighty Divine, he can't even stop us from having sex. So he created STD and AIDS to control the fucking. I'm about to teach you something. AIDS, one of the top killers in the world with no warrants. This is AIDS. AIDS. You can die from this shit. We just put a condom on that ain't even 100% in the first place and just say,
well, fuck it.
So if AIDS, a killer, can't stop people from having sex, what in the blue hell makes you think that your pussy, you, can stop your man from cheating on you? You retarded hoe. I'm logging off. And remember, I ain't shit.
All right, guys, that was Ladies, dedicated to the ladies. You can't stop your man from cheating. What do you think about that, Sexy K? How you feel?
I don't know. I don't like that, but...
He had me cracking up.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, he is funny. Yeah.
You sound bad as hell.
No, I'm not mad. I'm not mad.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Know. That's something I don't worry about. I don't worry about none of that. So.
Yeah, you don't got nothing to worry about because your pussy
yeah,
is not
that.
Going nowhere.
Yeah, I don't worry about that, but.
You don't bring a caller in. Tell all radio who's this, where you calling from.
Yeah, what's going on? It's Tay. I'm in
what's
D.C.
Up?
For real. What's good with y'all?
I just
finished listening to your man rant about the ladies, for real. You know what I'm saying? I don't necessarily agree with everything he was saying, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's some truth to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. So what do you think about the cheating situation? Do you think that women can stop their men from cheating?
Nah, that's the problem with the world, basically, you know, like, you can't stop nobody from doing nothing, you know what I'm saying, like, people do what they gonna do, you know what I'm saying, but what you could do as a woman is basically, you know, be, I don't want to say understand it, but understand the fact that, yeah, you know, it's more women out here than it is men, so... our eyes are a little better, you know. We can. It's just all about what somebody can deal with. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because somebody cheat, don't necessarily mean you need to break up with them. But because the grass not always greener.
Oh hell
you know what I'm saying?
No.
But well, you gotta
right,
go.
You said, hold on. You said. Hold on.
They can cheat, but they'll be by themselves cheating.
Exactly.
I hear you. I mean, that's what I'm saying, but that's the point.
Though. Because, like
yeah,
he also said, AIDS out here, too. Ain't nobody trying to get
exactly.
that. So, if that's what
yeah,
you want to
well,
do.
Yeah, well, I mean, the truth is, like, I ain't in no relationship. So, but I know what's out here. I know a lot of my homeboys. Like, I might know one friend who is faithful to his girl. You know what I'm saying? Which is sad, but that's how it is.
It is
you know
a handful.
Like,
it is a handful.
That's sad.
I'd
rather just not be in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the point
absolutely.
Of doing all that if you're not ready? Then you know,
exactly.
Do you? You dig? But
exactly.
And I'm not saying be out here freaking off either. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is out here. And first of all, AIDS is not. God didn't make AIDS. That's man-made. That's a man-made disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So he was wrong when he said that. But yeah, it's out here. I live in where I live, man. It's the AIDS and HIV rate is out of this world in Baltimore and in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, conscious, careful.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and definitely keep listening because we're going to get into some more relationship, communication, advice, sex, and all that good stuff. Oh, before you go, I want to know, what is your favorite position?
I don't know. I got to go with the doggy style, probably, you know. Why y'all laugh?
No, because she don't like it. I mean, I'm okay with it, but that's just her. So that's
why
I
laugh. Well, what would you prefer? I mean,
it hurts.
Okay, I'm going to put it to you. You said it hurt. You said it hurt. Well,
that shit is so uncomfortable. I can't believe it.
Somebody not being friendly with you, I mean, you gotta like
kind of. I don't care how gentle you are. And then she's probably fighting it, so that's probably what's making it hurt. Like, I mean, seriously, like, if I do it, and I let a guy hit it from the back, that's what's causing it to hurt. I tense up, but you know why? Because it's too deep.
Right.
Like, y'all be going way too deep for me.
Nah, but see, it's a difference. See, well, I don't know. Like, I can't speak for, you know what I'm saying, anybody else but me. And basically, you know, it's about a certain, like, a tempo, you dig? Like, it's not about, like, oh, I'm a bunny rabbit, you know what I'm saying, and I'm about to just beat the walls out. Like, I don't even want to do that, especially not to my girl, you dig what I'm saying? Like, what the point of that? Like, nah.
But you know what? Yeah. It's not even about being gentle with me. Like, I just can't, like, it's not.
So you want control. You want all control.
I don't care how slow you do it. I don't care how, gentle you are. Like, it's not going to help. It's going to hurt me, and I'm going to be uncomfortable, and I'm going to tense up, and I'm going to squeeze my pussy together, and it's going to fall out. Like, I'm just saying.
Well, it ain't going. I'm gonna tell you like this. Like, so what you like? You like to be on top. You like control.
Yes, not that I like control, but it's
you like
feels
to be on top. You can control it.
On top.
Yeah, you like control. I mean, you like control. That's the only thing you really experience with. Like, I mean, what about from the side, from the back?
I hate that from the side. That can't be as bad, though. That shit hurts too. It can't be as bad, though. Like, that shit gets on my nerves, too. I can't do it.
You must be dealing with, I mean, yeah, I don't know who you're dealing with. God damn, Mr. Marcus. Mr. Marcus. Well, I don't even know. That's crazy.
Yeah,
Mr. Marcus on there? Wow.
You know, I'm just very interested
delicate
when it comes to sex.
So you always want to be on top?
There's certain things, huh?
You always want to be on top?
No, not always. I mean, I do want to try. Like, I love to try different things.
Okay.
But there are some things that is just very uncomfortable for me. I mean, I'll do it if it makes you happy, but
No.
I won't be doing it
thing
for long.
You shouldn't even, yeah, but that, I mean, like, for real, like, yeah, whoever you with should understand that, you know what I'm saying? Like, they shouldn't want to make you do anything and make you feel uncomfortable because that's going to ruin it for everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, comfort is the most important thing when you being physical with somebody, so that's what turned it up a couple of notches, you dig? So, he might just have to finesse it, you know, give you a couple of strokes and let you do your thing.
Exactly.
I gotta change positions and shit.
Do it two times and then turn over.
You said two is definitely a tease, though. I need at least a good eight or nine strokes.
Nah,
I'm
gonna need just two, like maybe two and a half. So you better
go
quick.
Compromise. Right. You gotta compromise. I'm saying, but it ain't even about all the deep shit either, though, for real. Like, I mean, them walls is there, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to go all the way to the back of the shit. Like, I mean, yeah, them walls is there.
I don't care what y'all say. Men always trying to go as deep as they can go. I don't know what it is.
Shit.
They always want to go as deep as they can get.
I ain't for it.
And my stuff is deep. I'm not going to lie. Like, that's that goes all the way back down there at the bottom. You know what I mean? So when you try to go all the way back there, that shit hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. You know.
I hear you. Yeah, I definitely hear you. I feel sorry for you, for real.
Mm. Why you feel sorry for me? Don't feel sorry.
I feel like you're missing out on the better things in life.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
really,
probably why. You know what? But you know what? I'm missing out. Sex is more of a... I don't really know what to call it because I don't come when I have sex.
You said
so
all
that's
right.
Your problem.
Not like,
you
I'm really...
up. And it's a mental thing, too.
Wait a minute. I don't even want to take this conversation. Like, why is that, though? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I just can't. Like, I just don't get to that point where I'm like, oh, my God, I'm about to come. Like, I could pretend. You know what I mean? Like, I can tell
no.
Like,
oh, you can't. That- Hold on. I got a problem with a couple of things you just said, though. Like, I don't know.
I'm not saying that I do it, but I'm saying, like, if I'm... Like, even if I do it myself, let's say I'm a woman, I don't mind masturbation, you know what I mean? I do it on a consistent basis every day.
Right.
I love touching myself, and I can make myself come
all
day long.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
But
okay, yeah.
When I'm in,
so that means
you know, position with a man, like, I can do it.
That means you come from clitoral stimulation and opposed to penetration, like... So whoever who's
trust
with
me,
you should
be. I've tried to, you know, rubbing on the clit, you know what I mean, making that the prime.
You're not comfortable. Who you been
I'm
with? You had a steady boyfriend? You had a steady
yes.
boyfriend? Yeah.
Yes.
Mm.
It
you
just
got one
doesn't
now?
Happen for me. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, thank you for calling in.
I'm talking your business. All right, well, that's cool.
Thank you for calling in. Definitely keep listening. I appreciate it.
No doubt.
Bye.
All right. Hello.
All right, guys. We're going to jump into another caller, see what they're talking about. So, all radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
I like how you just jumped in a whole different conversation, you did.
You shut your ass up.
But,
the caller was asking me a question, and I answered it. Don't do that.
Oh, okay.
But what's your favorite sex position?
Well, really, I don't really have a favorite, you know what I'm saying?
So there's not one that you just have to do every time you fucking?
Nah. I mean, because I let the girl do what she do, you feel what I'm saying? Then I take control, or, you know what I'm saying, if the girl, like, for the man's sake, to take control, then I'll take control and do what I got to do, you feel?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So what do you think about men cheating? Do you think a woman can stop a man from cheating if she got some good pussy?
Nah, you can't. You can't. That's really impossible. And speaking that I am a man, you feel? You know, you can't really stop him, but, I mean, you can... You know, really make him choose. And, you know, whatever choice he choose, then that's the direction you take. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he want to continue cheating and he don't want to be in a faithful relationship, then he needs to go ahead and get the step in. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we have some more callers who want to chime in, so I'm going to let you go, but definitely keep listening. We're going to get to some more relationship talk. All right, we're going to get to another caller, and then we're going to go into why you asking all these questions by Spoken Reasons. Tell all radio who's this, where you calling from.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, what's going on?
How
you doing
today? I'm great. How are you?
You know, another day out here. What can I tell you?
So, what's your favorite sex position?
Doggy style, definitely doggy style.
Oh,
but,
my God, y'all are getting on my nerves with this.
I don't play that. Nah, I don't play that shit. I don't got no time to play around. Yeah, doggy style is my favorite position. But, yo, you play that joint by Dot Major, though?
I did, and I'm going to play it again.
You going to play it again?
Yeah, I'm going to play it again.
I appreciate that. But yeah, definitely doggy style. Let me tell you something. It's not the problem that you can't come. It's the problem that you're not relaxed.
Yeah, you're probably right. But yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to be relaxed. So
nah.
Guess I'm never going
to come. Somebody got to set the right move for you. It's all on the person. Trust me. A lot of these dudes out here, they think they got it, but they don't got it.
That is true. That is definitely true.
And that's what jams you up, that you can't come, and then it's because you in a position, you might be feeling it, and he might move, you know what I'm saying? He might hit the wrong
Yes. Person.
You know,
ooh, that
gets
on my nerves. Like, it'd be like right there. It'd be feeling so good.
And then they move their legs.
Move a little bit. Yeah.
And they fuck the whole shit up. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You just got to go to the gym and exercise or something, man.
All right, well, also, do you think that a woman can stop a man from cheating if she has some good pussy?
Well, pussy don't keep no man. You know what it is? It depends on the woman. Like, you got to be kind of strong for that, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of men out here, they got a strong will. So if you got a strong will, too, and you're willing to work with that man, he ain't going to cheat on you, trust me. But if you complaining,
that's
you
true.
Arguing, you screaming every day, he going to leave. Trust, he out. It's the first opportunity.
Yeah, that's true. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I will definitely be playing the Dot Major. That's How I Feel joint again coming up really soon. So definitely keep listening, all right?
I appreciate it. God bless.
All right, you guys, we're going to jump into Why You Asking All Them Questions, Spoken Reasons, and then we're going to get to that Dot Major again. Definitely, you guys, keep tuning in, keep listening. This is about to be freaking hilarious. He's just freaking funny. But here we go. So, all radio.
What you know about this pizza, boy? Girl. Just how I eat the booty. I'm finished. Where I'm going to put it at? In a relationship, everything start off fine in the beginning. You call your boyfriend and girlfriend up every 10 seconds and say, I love you. All up in each other's face every day. And we call that the cupcake phase. Until something hits the fan. You go from, I love you, to, I can't stand you. I can't even go in the bathroom for 2 minutes to take a piss without you thinking I'm cheating. Asking all them questions. Who you with? Where you been? Girl, don't worry about it. Asking all them questions. Last time I checked, I ain't put a ring on your left finger. So I ain't obligated to do nothing. So go on with all that mess.
Asking all the questions. What up, Spoke? Call me Spoke. Yeah, I think I can explain that better than you can. Oh, yeah, that's some good pizza, by the way.
Man, you in my house eating my pizza, bruh? You eating my last box? This man eating my last box of pizza. And what you mean you can do this video better than me?
Basically, what I'm saying is, I can explain the argument better than you can. So, yeah, I think I can do that. And I've been through this.
You done been through this?
Yeah, I've been through that. Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, then, let's go for a ride and you explain it to me.
Whoa, right there. Whoa. What's up?
You can't go dressed like that, bro.
Oh, you right. Got to freshen up.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, let's go.
You gonna show me. I'm gonna tell you because what had happened.
Listen, bro, I understand what you're saying, but I'ma help them understand what you're saying. Basically, this how the girl be.
Where? Who? You been where? Where who? For real. Oh, really? That's how you feel.
And the guys be like, asking all them questions. Asking all them questions, why you asking all them questions, making statements, asking all them questions, asking all them questions, why you asking all them questions, making statements, where you been, how much did you spend, yeah, I trust you, now unlock your phone,
who is this,
Huh? See? Why you mad with me? That's the same reason why you ain't sad with me. You trying to get up in these drawers, you ain't mad with me. And I ain't even trying to hear what you saying to me. Just grab your stuff, hit the door. Go chill with them other girls. That is why her weed fell.
Talking about some beach girl.
See? She ratchet? That's why I'm pregnant. And you the pappy? Looking stupid, that's what you get. Walking around here lying, thinking that you're slick. But you dumb. You stupid? Don't you talk when I'm talking, you better mute it. Now unlock your phone, let me see them pictures. I'm gonna check your Facebook, and I'm gonna check your Twitter, and I bet it tell me where. Who? You been where? Where who? For real? Oh, really? That's how you feel?
Asking all them questions. Asking all them questions. Why you asking all them questions? Making statements. Asking all them questions. Asking all them questions. Why you asking all them questions? Making statements. Girl, why you good? Oh, who that girl? That's in my hood. You wanna know the truth? And how I feel? Stop tweet watching, so I know it's real. Girl, ain't nobody lying to you. I ain't got no secrets, I ain't hiding from you. But you still wanna check my phone and my tweet. Find out who I'm talking to and who I'm trying to be. What you said you pregnant, it ain't mine. Girl, I wrapped it up, that's how I know you lie. What you think I'm dumb? You think I'm stupid? You think I love you? Do I look like you? Hold on. Let me see your picture. Let me check your Facebook. What's the password to your Twitter? You want a DM. You trying to see him at 7 p.m. this weekend so he can spit it all on you. You ain't slick. You ain't slick. Where? Who? You been where? Where who? For real? Oh, really? That's how you feel.
Asking all them questions. Asking all them questions. Why you asking all them questions? Making statements. Asking all them questions. Asking all them questions. Why you asking all them questions? Making
girls
statements.
Always, they keep on drama.
Whatever. Whatever, nigga. What you gonna do? You just mad because you got caught. You dirty. Yo, dirty ass. You dirty.
And then the guys always flexing like they gon' hit her. Man, get your hand on my face, shawty. Man, somebody better get him. I ain't playing. And the girls always want to beef over the internet. They'll say something like, and tell that thirsty trick you with at my Twitter name so I know it's real.
Using you'll be exhausted. Keep beating your chest, I bet you get exhausted. I know a man who had it all exhausted.
Yeah, it's money, gang. Where your light is at? We in this bitch, as hell.
Trick, it ain't no fright here. Ahead of these niggas by light years. First track is my mixtape. Now you see my face, your nightmares. Real niggas, couple grand turned into a mill, nigga. I'm a star, and that's just how I feel, nigga. Took an L for 40, I swear I'm moving it back. That bad bitch up in the trunk, she go rap to that. I keep that purple in my cup, and that loud up in my pack. See, we deep in VIP, fuck around and man, that's bad. I'm gifted, twisted, gripping, just listen. You swear you niggas fall, but you can't get off your pivot. Flying out the bar, why you niggas slow sipping? Then you niggas wonder why all your bitches go missing. I bought the whole bar, cause that's how I feel. I'm a star, that's just how I feel. I'm about to do a Biggie Jada like a will. And all my niggas round me, man, they keep the trail. Born star, that's how I feel. I'm a star, that's just how I feel. Born star, that's how I feel. I'm a star, that's just how I feel.
I got the new J4s,
some 5 8 and pull it the wavy. Mix it with some Frank Lucas, Nicky Bars, I fresh up the 80s. Add that with some pot, with a little big JD block, with a little drop of the Project X. Feel like the diamonds is spitting that rock. I keep that 97 hot. I ain't talking about the temperature. These pussies envy niggas enough. My team be flexing them with the cipher sounds. Make it loud as you puffin' the crowd. The red alert surrounds the crowd. The crowd as I cover the crowd. I'm a star, nigga. I thought you knew. They call me Bijan Dawn. The summit from the gods. I'm a king. I make you shake and kiss the ring for a call. A different level on them. Athletes can't compete with my core. I'm a boss.
I bought the whole bar, cause that's how I feel. I'm a star, that's just how I feel. I'm about to do a Biggie Jada like a will. And all my niggas round me, man, they keep the trill. Born star, that's how I feel. I'm a star, that's just how I feel. Born star, that's how I feel. I'm a star, that's just how I feel.
Red or green, it just pop that pill. Pill pop it, just pop that pill. Hill hop it, just hop that hill. Tupac, you ain't death row. No metro, it's techno. Hit y'all niggas with a west flow. West now, it's best dose. I'm in the east, no inner peace of my enemies. I'm cheating while I'm in the heat. Hold the heat, control the streets. I burn the beat, burgundy. Pussy ass niggas ain't hurting me, murder me. Beat y'all niggas in the third degree. New name, ASAP, urgency. Perjury, I'm serving B. Hydro with that Hercules, I'm hurting G. Purposely, personally, it's purposely. Uncertainties is my expertise. For extra cheese, triple stacks, no ecstasy. Click clack, you next to see. Stevie Wonder, fuck nigga can't get next to me.
I bought the whole bar, cause that's how I feel. I'm a star, that's just how I feel. I'm about to do a Biggie Jada like I'm real. And all my niggas round me, man, they keep the trill. Born star, that's how I feel. I'm a star, that's just how I feel.
Yeah.
Born star,
born star,
that's how I feel.
Born star,
I'm a star,
yeah,
that's just how I feel.
Born star, all my bitches porn stars, all divas, dick in your mouth, professional, show that me, no breathers, treat that pussy like an inner tube, I ride that bitch till it's slow leaking like a 10 speed and I'm 10 feeding, streets start blowing this whole season, bitches want espresso though, come get some of this Starbucks, dope boy but I'm caught up, if I'm at the bar, it's barred up, I was brought up, selling them things, getting that bread, earn that change, but CIs running the PIs, coming to BI, burning that game, all love, my nigga, I'm a born what, born star, these trying to find me like OnStar, these bird bosses is cornballs, y'all cornballs, never count a meal, my niggas got rounds to kill, and ain't none of y'all motherfuckers drinking tonight, that's how I feel,
I bought the whole bar, cause that's how I feel, I'm a star, that's just how I feel, I'm about to do a Biggie Jada like I'm real. And all my niggas round me, man, they keep the trill. Born star, that's how I feel. I'm a star, that's just how I feel. Born star, that's how I feel. I'm a star, that's just how I feel.
I offered to eat your ass, and you said no, no, no. I offered to eat your ass, and you said no, no, no. I wanna eat your ass. Hey, yeah. Cause I've been thinking about it forever.
Woo! Oh boy. What's wrong? What, y'all want a video?
Alright, then I'll give you a little video. Relationship communication. Everybody goes through it. You done had some tough times? I done had some tough times. But in this video, make sure you learn something. And if you ain't ever been through these situations in a relationship, maybe you haven't lived long enough. You just remember that I ain't shit yet. And I know I got something in the middle of my forehead. Oh.
You know what I can't stand about women?
You know what I can't stand about men?
They too damn
complicated.
Me and this girl haven't seen
eye to eye
the past 4 days.
It's not my fault.
It ain't mine either.
Communication. Who you telling? When I'm with you, you on the phone all day.
You a lie.
And then when I leave from you and I hit you up, it takes you hours to reply.
I ain't have my phone on me.
Oh, now you a lie.
Communication. I know you ain't talking.
What?
Every time I ask you what's wrong, you say
nothing.
The fuck you mean nothing?
Who you can't lie with?
You.
Watch it.
I hate when you women do that. If a man asks you what's wrong, just say it.
Well, if you're my man, you should already know.
Read my mind.
Read your mind? I ain't a bot.
Communication. You all kiki with that bitch on Twitter.
What bitch?
That bitch.
Who you talking about?
At ShoelacePussy39.
Who?
And not even on Twitter. I seen pictures with you all hugged up with her on Facebook.
You stalking my Facebook?
You gave me a reason.
Remember the day I asked you to come to the barbecue with me and that bald head girl?
What day?
The day you got your hair done.
Oh, that day. Hold up. Wasn't that your...
Yeah, my cousin.
Oh. Sorry. Well, she need to change her Twitter name.
And you need to change your friends. Them hoes be believing everything you be saying about me.
Communication. Every time I ask you for something, you always say no without even having a reason.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Watch this. Babe, I'm a little dehydrated. Can you get me some water?
Hell no. You got two legs. I'm dehydrated too.
You see what I mean?
Communication.
You know what? I'm tired of you.
What else is new?
You ain't getting none tonight.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Oh, bitch.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Your mama a bitch.
The only thing that's a bitch about your mama is that mustache across her face.
Forget you.
Forget you too.
Your penis is little.
Your pussy look like a V-neck.
Your balls look like two yo-yos.
Communication. Why are we arguing?
I don't know. You tell me.
I got something to tell you.
What now?
I love you.
Aw, baby. So sweet of you. I love you too.
I know.
All we're lacking is just a little communication.
And damn it, I agree. Good night, baby.
Good night, babe.
Hello? Hey, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah.
Huh? Who is that?
Huh?
Who is that?
Who?
Who the hell is that?
My cousin.
Shoelace Pussy. Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys. We're back. He's so freaking hilarious. Like... I don't even know what to say. But that shit is so true. Like, you be fighting for no reason. Like, all you need is a little bit of communication with your partner, and everything is all good. That's why I'm single right now, because communication is ridiculous. But we're going to jump into another caller and see what they talk about. Tell all radio, who's this? Where are you calling from? Hello? Jasmine, you're on the air. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna say it's sexy K. Okay, I'm going to another caller. So already, who is this? Where are you calling from?
Charlotte.
Hello.
I'm here, Charlotte.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Princess Jazzy?
I'm good.
Great.
What's
show.
Your favorite sex position?
Favorite sex position? I like to play with the whole body.
You don't have a favorite that you like to do all the time?
If you with one person, you with the whole person, not just a couple of body parts. You want to play with everything.
Okay. Well, I feel you on that. So what do you think about having communication in your relationship? Do you think that's a key, essential thing to have to build a relationship?
Well, honesty and trust is the most important thing. If there's no honesty and trust, no relationship ever works.
So you think honesty and trust are the most important things?
Absolutely.
So you don't have to have communication with your partner?
You do. If that's part of honesty and trust. If you don't trust them, then how are you going to communicate with them?
Okay. I can see that. Cool. Well, I'm going to jump into some more conversation, but you keep listening. All right.
Just please, and thank you for taking my call.
All right. Hey, you guys.
we're going to jump into some music. Like, I feel like getting crunk and getting it popping. Like I said, we were listening to Dot Major. That's How I Feel. Definitely makes you guys get ready and excited for his album, which is coming out in April, called No Hurry, No Wait. Like I said, we're going to jump into some music, get everybody hyped and excited, and when we come back, we'll do some more sex talk. All right? Tell All Radio. Let's go.
Tell All Radio Live. Radio Live.
No, yeah, you put in overtime all at night, doing everything I like, go for a ride, yeah. You hold me close, feed you tight, look me deep inside my eyes, baby, you will love it. But nothing can compare. Just take your time.
Yeah.
Send chills down my spine.
Yeah.
You're one of a kind.
Yeah.
That's what I gotta make you mine.
Yeah.
Boy, you turn me on.
Yeah.
Got me feeling hot.
Yeah.
Now I'm really gone.
Yeah.
I like my kisses down low. Make me arch my back. When you give it to me slow, baby, just fight back.
She like the kisses down low. Make her arms fall back. When you give it to her slow, baby, just fight back.
Down the spine,
yeah.
You're one of a kind,
yeah.
That's what I gotta make you mine,
yeah.
Boy, you turn me on,
yeah.
Got me feeling hot,
yeah.
Now I'm really gone,
yeah.
I like my kisses down low. Make me arch my back. When you give it to me slow, baby, just fight back.
She like her kisses down low. Make her arch come back. When you give it to me slow, baby, just like that.
Down the spine,
yeah.
You're one of a kind,
yeah.
That's what I gotta make you mine,
yeah.
Boy, you turn me on,
yeah.
Got me feeling hot,
yeah.
Now I'm really gone,
yeah.
I like my kisses down low. Make me arch my back. When you give it to me slow, baby, just fight back.
She like her kisses down low. Make her arch come back. When you give it to her slow, baby, just like that.
Oh,
kitten craving your love. I've been counting down the days you've been gone a little too long. Patience, no wins at the waiting. It lasts. And now, when you come and lay between us, this time takes the IQ. Below my navel and watch what I do. That's your ass. That's my favorite angle. My legs are numb now. Your loving be giving me
just like dice, baby, you hot. And I'm don't you, I beat that cat. Animal cruelty, I'm calling in your man. He should be your ex. Now throw that ass back like we playing pitch and catch. Fucking right. And all you hear is what's my name, is your pussy. Sweet tooth, roll tootsie. If y'all what you eat, I'm so pussy. I'm skating on that ice. I put it in her windpipe. We do it till we both exhausted. Twin pipes, pillow under her stomach, the other pillow she likes. Would you like anything? Cause I'll do anything you like. Make her freeze up, pick her knees up. She want a maid, nigga. Watch me clean up. I know where to put it. I put it in her life. I leave that pussy smoking, smoking like ice.
Ice,
ice, the pillow.
And baby, we don't need a bed, no, don't need a master room, don't need a set to move. She like, yeah, 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 yeah. One touch, she gon' give me all the love. She's ready, so ready, she ready, I'm ready. I feel it coming on strong, it's so heavy. Your shit ready, oops, I mean your shit ready. Can't believe I said that. Least you know where my head at. Now shorty, where your head at? She gon' dive in head first. School me like the border head. She do it, then we do it, so she can say she thought ahead. Laid up in that all day, can't get out that water bed. Talk nasty for your boy, silent treatment for the feds. No cup for the thirsty, she bad at controversy. Skin tone like Hershey, body lower, have mercy. If this thing was a car, it'd be a Lamborghini Mercy. Maybe I'm too fast, girl, see, baby,
we don't need a bed.
talking about you gone ready, talking about it's on deck. Talk a good one on text, you say you about it, I'm gon' check. I put some kisses on neck, let me warm that engine up. Relax when the tension's up, girl, you just call your ninja up. And I pop up in that all black, and chill at. See, I'm dressed appropriate, you got to feel that,
feel that.
That's that love coming down, for the brain I'm dumbing down. Be on swole when she come around, need ice to numb it down. Nice dick to beat it up, Ronnie King that ting, girl. Can't we all just get along? You could get along, you already know. But is you ready though?
And baby, we don't need a bed, no. Don't need a master room, don't need to set the mood. She like, yeah, yeah.
Guys, we're back. We're getting back into sex talk for tonight. Sexy K, you still with me? You good?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, something interesting that I just read, it's saying that if you're having trouble reaching an orgasm, there's no simpler way to do it than to oxygenate the blood. Process that increases your sexual energy and elevates desire. You take rapid, rhythmic, and shallow breaths through the nose. Keep your mouth closed. Breathe this way for 1 to 3 minutes. So, and that should get you like excited and ready, and you know what I mean. I don't know if that shit works, but
which means you need to relax. Just point blank.
Pretty much what it's saying is that you need to relax.
Yeah.
We're going to bring another call in and see what's popping with them. Tell All Radio, who's this, where you calling from?
Yo.
Hello.
Yo.
What's popping?
Oh, what's popping? It's Don Major. I didn't know I was going to say. But it is, though.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah,
so what do you think about what I just said? They say you should take, like, slow, deep breaths to get your body excited. And
I mean, I guess it's probably depends on the mental thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, before I deal with the physical, I get mental orgasms. I give them, and I get them. You see what I'm saying? So if you mentally not in that zone, I don't care how relaxed you are, I don't think it's going to happen for you. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it's ever going to happen for me, for real. I'm like the old lady, like the young, well, like the old, the middle-aged woman with a whole bunch of cats. I'm like, I'm never getting married. Like, I'm never going to come. Like,
you gotta have a right man, jump in that Bugatti and make that engine purr. You know what I'm saying? You be
jump
right.
In the what?
Jump on that Bugatti and make that engine purr. You know what I'm saying?
OMG.
Gee, that's your favorite
number. I know, right?
should be, oh my God, you should be getting what you're supposed to be getting, but, you know what I'm saying? Your transmission
slipped. I should be, but you know what? I broke my vibrator, so I can't get that right now.
So you gotta get the real thing. Multiple orgasms all day, you know what I mean? Deep penetration. That major don't have no problems dishing that out, you feel me? So I don't know where you from and who you deal with, but us Brooklyn boys, we put it in, you know what I'm saying? That's
you
real
know,
shit.
That's why I like men from up north. They're so confident, but then there comes that moment where you have to prove and live up to that, and my pussy doesn't come. And then you're sitting there like, damn, what the fuck happened?
All right, I'm going to keep it real. For all the ladies listening, like, I get turned on by my partner getting turned on. So, therefore, you know what I'm saying? If I don't feel the goosebumps, if I don't feel you crawling on me or biting on me, you know what I'm saying? I'm not getting off. So, there's never a time where I stop working. I get off. I have to get mine. And therefore, the only way I get mine is by you getting yours. You see what I'm saying? When you deal with somebody with that kind of mentality, you know what I mean? Ain't nothing fucking with that. You know what I mean? I'm not in no hurry to wait. That's a self-plug, you know what I'm saying? That's my mixtape coming out. That's real shit. If you're not in a hurry to wait, you know we need to holler at. You feel what I'm saying?
OMG,
that's right. Y'all ladies that's listening, y'all calling, y'all talk about what I just said. If I think I'm bullshitting, you know what I'm saying? Call Jazzy and see what's up, you know what I'm saying? Call me. Bullshit if you think I'm
absolutely low. If you want to call his bluff, ladies, call up. The number is 646-478-3599. Also,
call
ladies,
Mr.
Oh my gosh, you guys and these names.
Mr. Make 'em Squirt. I mean, I'm not lying. I mean, it's real shit. The proof is in the pudding, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah. How you feeling me inside you when I'm not? Uh-huh.
OMG. Yo, that shit is intense. Like, if you have some really good sex. Like, I've had moments where I've had some really good sex. I didn't come, but it was good sex. And
that's
right. And, like, I could feel that person, like, in me afterwards. Like, 2 or 3 days later, I just get that feeling. My knees get weak. You know what I mean? Like, that shit is so intense. Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, you still didn't have your orgasm when that happened. Then, so, I mean, you still didn't get what you deserve.
You're right. I haven't gotten what I deserve yet. I will get it one day. I hope so. Anyway, if not, I'm going to have my cat and my vibrator.
I thought it broke.
Live happily ever after.
I thought it broke. Just get rid of that. You know what I'm saying? Just
I'm gonna get a new one.
Stick to what you said. You know what I mean? About the breathing through the mouth. Even though you gonna need nose and mouth fucking with real niggas. You know what I'm saying? that breathing through the mouth shit, that shit not gonna work with a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? You gonna need all the oxygen you can get fucking with a nigga like me. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. No counterfeit.
So do you
no
play games when you have sex?
Role play all day. You know what I'm saying? I'm a guy ain't here by now. I'm a character. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you got to play games. It's a mental thing. You know what I'm saying? After a certain point, it's all mental. It's like 90%, 10% physical. But you got to have the physical, you know what I'm saying? But the mental has to be in place. If not, it's just, okay, when am I coming? You see what I'm saying? So
exactly.
If you mentally... Yeah, you know what I mean? You just got to stimulate the mind. The mind is going to take over everything else. I mean, that's real shit.
I haven't played games before. I've played, like, sex board games, like, with me and other people. You had to do, like, weird shit, like, run down the street butt naked, like, knock on somebody's door. Like, I had to do that one time. Like, I had to... And it was crazy because the people that I had to knock on their door, they were like crackheads. So, like, I was butt naked. I ran down. It was cold as fuck. Ran down the street, knocked on the door, and I asked them, could I borrow some sugar? And, like, this dude was looking at me like, what the fuck?
You ain't going to get no orgasm.
Like, why are you naked? Huh?
You ain't gonna get no orgasm like that, though.
Yeah, but, you know, I play board games like that. I've never played anything intimate with just me and my partner, you know what I mean, exploring each other.
You need them balls put on you. That's what you need, like that nigga Scrappy said.
I need
them
what?
Balls. You need them balls put on you. You know, you heard what Scrappy said, put them balls on you. You need them balls put on you.
Oh,
Lord. Yeah, sometimes that's not what we need. A little dog, you feel me? Not in the relationship sense, but in the bedroom, you feel me? A beast. A sex demon, you know what I'm saying, if you will. Yeah. That
I'm
got your tongue?
Yeah. No, I'm just thinking.
Mm-hmm. OMG. OMG.
Whatever. I'm not that coach.
Mm-hmm.
Not gonna even.
I'm a born star.
It's crazy because, huh?
I'm a born star. You know what I'm saying? Like the song. So, I mean, I'm a starter. I'm a start liner. So I don't have no problems in that area. But I mean, we could talk about this for days. I mean, but no talk is cheap. So if anybody got anything to dispute about Dot Major, I'm Dot Major. My Twitter is Dot Major 85. My Facebook is. Let's leave the Facebook out of this. You know what I'm saying? That's Gucci, but.
I'm gonna bring some another caller in and see what they're talking about.
How do I do that?
They have to say, tell all radio who's this, where you calling from.
Hello, how do I do that?
Hello.
What's good?
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. This your boy Marcellus calling from Towers, South Carolina.
What's poppin'?
It's to y'all station, you know what I'm saying? It's the first time I peep y'all out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But
you should have been peeping me out, buddy.
Hey, you know how it go, man. I got a free night.
Whatever.
But, hey, I ain't gonna lie, yo. Shout out to the dude I was just listening to. What's his name? God Major? That's his name?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel him. He's speaking some real shit. That's how it goes, you know what I mean? And what you're saying with the breathing. It really ain't about the breathing, sis. You know what I'm saying? It's more about what kind of orgasms you trying to get. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to get that one that make you, like, you be crying and shit.
Which one you trying to get? You trying to get that vaginal orgasm, that clitoral, the squirt. You know what I'm saying? The deep throat. What you trying to get?
But you know what? I don't know what it is that I'm looking for to do. Like, I don't know what can bring me to that point where I'll be like,
oh my God,
like, I'm about to fucking come.
And then it's also, I mean, I'm going to put it like this, you know what I'm saying? I speak to my niggas every day about it, you know what I mean? No homo shit, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like my dude said, you got to hit that shit in the right stroke, the right pattern. That shit ain't there. Fuck you getting? You getting a nut and that's it, and it's the end of the day, and that's what it all is. You know what I'm saying? The dude gonna get him, the shorty gonna be looking like, yeah, like you say, you had good sex, you can feel that shit in 3 days, but you ain't get your orgasm for what you get.
Yeah.
Yourself kept short. So at the end of the day, you got it's. I mean, and I heard about you on your position shit too. You don't like from the back. I don't understand that part. We ain't gonna go there. But it's positionals too, you know what I'm saying? You got to be in the right positions for the right female. Every female ain't the same. I mean, every female don't get turned on with the same dude. I mean, I could fuck with certain shorties, and there's a certain thing I do, and shorty can fuck around and be instantly have an orgasm. Next dude coming on, the nigga might have to put in an hour or two just to get that bitch to have an orgasm. It's just like that. I mean,
that's true.
You
got
to be that dude.
And
that female
got to
have that chemistry.
Yeah, yeah. And every woman is different. But you know what? Like, I've had that chemistry. I've had that, oh my God, I'm so attracted to this person. My pussy gets wet just hearing them say anything. Like, it's so intense. But then when we get into that sex, it's like, it's cool, but it doesn't make me come. Like,
well, see,
I'm weird.
Again, I ain't gonna say some people, some dudes is short-handed, but it ain't nothing wrong with going a little extra mile to have that, help that girl have the orgasm. You know what I mean? Some dudes feel like it's feminine to have toys and fuck with bitches at the same time. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes that can help the man that's shorthanded. And then the man that's blessed, he don't need that. But at the same time, he needs to fulfill that female. And what I mean by fulfilling that female, some dudes don't know they have that female day, and then they fell short. And the female's like, OMG, this nigga hit. Like,
you know, I like weird stuff. Like, I want to have sex, like, somewhere where people might see me. Like, that type of sex, like, makes it so much more exciting for me. And it makes me more comfortable, actually. And it's weird.
Yeah, it's more weird. It's more of a fantasy thing to you, then. You
well, isn't sex supposed to be a fantasy? Isn't it supposed to be something that you've always wanted to do and experience and, you know, you do it with this person that you're interested in and you care about, and it's intense and it's exciting and it's everything you ever thought of?
It is. And then, see, that's that outrageous. That's that overstanding. That's that over, above and beyond. That's that good love. That's that, you know what I'm saying? That's that just, that feel right. That's what I call that feel right. You would do anything just to get that moment with that person, whether it's quick, it's hour-lasting, it's just spontaneous, it's just, it can be so rapid where it's just that. Can I get that again? Can a shit get a kiss? Can I get a kiss? And you just melt. It's that moment.
Yeah.
That orgasm, it can tense it up, it can fire it up. But then at the time, that nigga can be that ice and calm it down, and then restart that candle again. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, at the end of the day, I'm going to keep it honest with you, Jazz. Orgasms, yeah, it's just like good men. They're hard to come by.
I see that.
And I would be a man and say that, and I don't care if any other dude don't agree with me on this radio that's hearing this right now, but men, stop selling these women short. Whether they look good and they got a body of a goddess, treat it right, and they'll treat you right, and both of you, at the end of the day, an orgasm will accomplish the mission of it. You see what I'm saying? And I'm going to leave that conversation like that.
Yeah, all right, Lisi. Thank you so much for calling in. Keep listening. And, yeah, make sure you call in every Wednesday. Don't make me have to come see you, okay?
That's what it is, man. Y'all be good.
All right. Love you.
Love you, man. Stay safe. Bless.
All right, guys. We can jump into another caller, see what they're talking about. Tell all radio who's this, where you calling from.
Jay, what's
Hello?
Up, babe? Jay.
Hi. Who is this?
Man, it's Prince, man. What's going on, baby?
What's poppin'? What's up, Prince?
Hey, man. Decided to call in, check y'all out. I was listening to the show. You had a heavy case.
I know you got some in life. What you want to tell me? Because I know you got something in mind to say.
I'm not. Listen, I don't have anything to say that's not already been said. You know what the problem is, though. But me analyzing it and breaking it down for you really ain't gonna do nothing for you. It's different. It's different. For male and female. You know, a man just got to find something wet, sticking a little tight, he's good to go. But, you know, with women, you know, you have to be mentally stimulated. You have to be on that plane. You can't, it's not a physical thing. So you already know the problem. You just got to work on it yourself. And it all comes with time.
And it's hard.
It's really not. You just got to find somebody you trust. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that's going to take it slow with you and is going to work it out with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
I'm fighting my own demons. But until I get it together, my bullet is going to be my best friend.
So. You know, that might be your motherfucking problem, trying to get niggas to live up to that goddamn bullet.
You know what? That might just be my
problem. That might be your problem. And I don't, listen, y'all move with y'all egos. I don't give a fuck what man one of y'all niggas ain't and nigga living up to that goddamn bullet. So, get that shit out the motherfucking head right now.
Hey, man, you're so wrong. OMG. Let me bring another caller into this conversation.
Especially if she got rechargeable batteries. Real fucked up.
Yep. You done. Already know who's this way you calling from.
Yeah, this Tay again, man. I just called back to check on you, but homie just told you some real shit, and I really, that's what made me call back, because I was thinking, man, like, that toy might be fucking you up, for real. Like, he's
listen,
right as shit.
Don't hate on my toy. Like, y'all are
nah,
fucking right
but
now.
But your man right, though.
We're not hating
right.
on you, Tay. All I'm saying is, if you were married to Michael Jordan and you got divorced, who the fuck gonna follow that? You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
You're so stupid.
That's all I'm saying. Hey, this Michael Jordan we're dealing with, what other dude's going to come and fill them shoes or even come close? You know what I'm saying? Hey.
But you know what? You know what my problem is? Like, I think I put sex on a pedestal. Like,
you're supposed to.
And I want it to be a certain way, and I want to feel a certain way, and I want to be, like, I want my body to be so uncontrollable, like, I can't contain myself.
Do you know what?
I want
have you
to
ever
explode.
Been in love,
Jess?
Listen, Jess.
Have you ever been in love?
Yes, I've been in love, but...
The only way you're going to get to that point is to take sex off the motherfucking pedestal. Take that shit off the pedestal. Take your dude and throw everything that you have into your dude, if that dude is worth that. And then everything also falls into place. You have no choice but to.
So you think I shouldn't expect certain things when I'm having
sex? No, don't expect anything during sex, man. Just take all your energy, take all of you, you know what I'm saying, and throw it into your dude. Throw it in your guy. Throw it into how he makes you feel and how, in turn, that you know what I'm saying? You make him feel, and everything that y'all going through together, you know what I'm saying? And everything will work out. I mean, with me and my lady, we were so in tune that sometimes we be doing the thing and she start crying. You know, when you get to that
see,
level, that's
what
when
I
you know,
want. Like, I want
but
that.
See, that's what
that's
you,
that's
though.
The relationship. That's not the sex.
Yeah, that's within you. That's you. Like, it take a certain, you have to come to a certain point within yourself to understand that what you're doing is giving yourself to somebody else. See, I think you do a lot of thinking while you going through the motions, and it ain't even about the thought. You know what I'm saying? It's about
just
letting yourself go.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like you might. The crazy thing is the best sex you might ever have is by meeting somebody at the bar and just wilding out for the night. You know what I'm saying? You may not never talk to them again, but it's like just the fact that you don't have to worry about what they might think of you or what, you know, like, it ain't even about that. It's just about you letting go of yourself in a moment, you know what I'm saying? And I think
let go. I am in the moment. And the people ask me all the time, like, what do you think about when you're having sex? And I'm like, I don't think about anything. I just,
see,
I'm in the moment. So therefore, I'm not thinking about what's going on.
That's the problem. You're not thinking about anything. Listen, when I'm intimate with my old lady, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about her. I'm thinking about all the shit that she, you know, put up with.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about people.
No
doubt. I'm thinking about all that. All my focus is on her. You know what I'm saying? A lot of dudes be like, I like to hit it from the back. Nah, not me. I like to look at my woman's face when I'm fucking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that way you can see all the emotions. You can see if you're going wrong. You can see if you're going right. Because a lot of times, if that's your lady, you know what I'm saying, and I'm not talking about no hood bitch on the street, no motherfucker you find that's a jump off that you finna skeet on and clear, you know what I'm saying, all she get is a bad back and some dirty sheets, you know what I'm saying, I'm talking about your lady. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't pile drive your lady every goddamn night. Every now and then, you know what I'm saying? You want to do your thing, make sure she knows you're still the boss. But at the end of the day, you want to please her, and that's all sex is about. It's about, you know, pleasing and being with your mate, letting.
I don't ever get pleased.
Well, see, that's the thing. You have to be in tune with that individual for you even get to that level.
Let's say, I'm gonna do this. So I was in a relationship for like 3 to 4 years, maybe, dealing with this person. I really cared about this person, was in love and all this stuff. And we didn't have sex until like maybe the second or third year that we were together.
Then you weren't.
So I knew it was gonna be very intense. I was hoping that it would be intense. You know what I mean? That we would be like.
Yeah, you weren't.
We'll
very.
You were not in love with that person.
I believe she may have been, but sex was horrible.
Well, that's the thing.
You weren't in love with that dude.
I think y'all put too much on it. I think y'all built it up to the point where it's like you try to make it so special. And like you said, you put on a pedestal to the point where it's like it made it almost the pressure on him was probably like out of this world. Like, and it ain't even about the fact that I don't think you were really in love. Who's to say that for real? Like, you know how you feel about somebody, but at the same time, like by the time y'all actually did it, you dig what I'm saying? Like, you already had feelings that were way stronger. Like, you put pressure on it to the point where it's like, damn, if this don't go right, you know, then our whole relationship is downhill. Like, this was a big part of the relationship. That's why you shouldn't wait so long, you know what I'm saying, to even become physical, because, yeah, you need to know what you're dealing with. You dig what I'm saying? And everything ain't for everybody.
Not even that, my dude. You got to really think about what she's saying. You got to listen to what she's saying. She's still thinking about the act. She's not thinking about the person. And if you're in love with somebody, I don't care who you are, if you're in love with that person, it's not going to take you 2 years to give yourself over to that person, especially for a woman.
Well, it was more of a, we needed to, I wanted to really get to know him, and I didn't want it to be just about sex.
Had you had sex before that?
It don't take you 2 years to get to know anybody.
Yeah, but not a lot.
You know.
So
who you're
dealing
with.
I was kind of fresh.
Yeah, see, that's
the
thing. Like, she was
still. You know if she a crazy bitch. You know if he a retarded nigga. You know if he broke and live with his moms. Ain't never going to
my girl.
You can only hide who you are, but for so long.
Yeah, I mean, we were fine with each other. It was just that I wasn't as experienced as he was. So I wasn't rushing it. You know what I mean? I was like, you know, and he was like, you know, whenever you ready. So we had an understanding that whenever I got ready, whenever we felt like we wanted to take that step,
I hate to be the one to bust your bubble, but if he was with you for 2 years and he weren't getting nothing, he was fucking somebody.
Of course he was cheating on me. Yeah,
of course. He was somewhere else. Yeah.
I mean, so come on. At the end of the day, you're gonna have reservations about that anyway. So the experience is not gonna be what it was for the sake of the fact that you know that this dude is with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
How can you be in love with somebody when you know they're sleeping with somebody else? So you can't call it love. That's not what love is.
At the time, she probably didn't feel like he was cheating.
You know what? And it was crazy because I we had to talk about this, and I told him, I was like, you know, I understand you have needs. You're a man. You know what I mean? I'm a woman. I have needs as well. I can control myself. But if you get to a point where you don't feel like you can control it and you're in situations that you know, might be detrimental to our relationship, let me know. We can talk about it.
You lost him the second you said that.
The second you said that, it was a wrap.
You lost him.
And it gave him
the green light to do what he wanted to do, you know what I'm saying, without having to worry about the consequences, because he know you already understand it. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to do what he wants to do regardless.
Giving him the go-ahead run,
That wasn't like a go ahead. That was like, if you go, if you gonna go over there and you gonna fuck her and you gonna see who's wrong, like, I need to know.
That's a go ahead. That's a go ahead for you.
I'm done with y'all. I'm done with y'all. I'm done talking about my business on air.
If your girl tell you you got needs, what that sound like to you?
Shut up.
Like, her friend
what
gonna get it. Her cousin gonna get it. Her mom's fine enough, she'll get it too.
Whatever, I don't even want to hear it.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna jump into this little Melanie Fiona. I'm done with you. I'm done with you, Prince.
Not trying.
Hey,
not
you can be done.
Don't be playing no sad music. Hey, look, what you about to play?
No, I'm about to. A few hours ago, Melanie Fiona did a cover, and she did a cover for Drake, Started From the Bottom. So I want you guys to hear it because it's pretty dope. So we're gonna get into that right now.
Cool.
Oh, and she made her own beat with her mouth, like, and clapping hands, so it's pretty dope.
La 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 la. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole day's fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole day, man. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living in my mama's house, we argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, told you bring you right back. But I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. Cause we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team. First test, story's about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, thought a nigga I could turn the boy into a man. There ain't really much I hear that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the head. So we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole day fucking is. Started.
That is what's popping. Melanie Fiona, she's super dope. Like, she's just very talented. Definitely. It's about that time. Like, it's time to get the fuck out of here. So, definitely, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in, kicking it with us. So appreciated. Make sure you come back and kick it with us every Wednesday from 9 until 11 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm your girl, Princess Jazzy, with my girl, Miss Sexy K. And we out.
Serving these streets, Princess Jazzy in the building. Hey, yo, check it out. You are now tuned in to Tell All Radio. Tell All Radio. Right here live with Princess.